In today's episode, I discuss with Atai Schulberg, Strategic Enterprise Executive at BeyondXR, about the future of immersive commerce and the role of virtual reality in e-commerce. Atai shares his personal journey and background in e-commerce and explains how BeyondXR is bridging the gap between physical and virtual retail experiences. Atai provides examples of use cases and highlights the importance of personalization and storytelling in engaging customers. We also discuss the integration of AI and machine learning in immersive commerce and the potential of metaverse in the future of e-commerce. Tune in for another exciting episode about the future of e-commerce, Web3, metaverse, and virtual reality. Welcome to the Ecom Pulse, your heartbeat to the world of e-commerce. Join us as we meet industry leaders, innovative entrepreneurs, and passionate professionals who are at the forefront of the e-commerce revolution. From groundbreaking technologies to marketing magic, Ecom Pulse is your insider's guide to all things e-commerce. So plug in, gear up, and get ready for a pulse-pounding journey into the heart of e-commerce. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Ecom Pulse podcast. I'm Eitan Kotter, your host, and today I'm going to interview Atai Schulberg, Strategic Enterprise Executive at BeyondXR. Atai, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Eitan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great, Atai. This is going to be an amazing episode. I mean, we're going to discuss some really innovative stuff, right? Web3, Metaverse, AI, and
all the good stuff.
All the good stuff, like the future of e-commerce. So, Atai, before we get to the gritty into the details, let's start with your personal journey. Please share with us, where you start, how you ended up here with BeyondXR, and what are you working on these days.
So, I would say I traveled the untraveled path, so to speak. I was always I had an obsession with Asia, and in my 20s, I decided to travel to China. And wow. I stayed there for 4 years, studied there, and started my professional journey there in the vibrant manufacturers markets. So I had a partner. He was a Chinese dude, one of my good friends to this day. And we have established a business essentially that connects manufacturers from China and factories with e-commerce stores or importers in Israel and in worldwide. So that was kind of my my jump to the ocean, let's say, and that was the catalyst that made me fall in love with e-commerce and everything around it. From the supply chain manufacturing to the front end of, customer engagement and marketing and sales and everything around that, basically. So after 4 long years, amazing years, I returned to the country and I was managing the entire shipment volume for a big distributor in Israel, basically.
Okay.
So I was buying and selling goods from Hong Kong, moving to Dubai, to Europe, to the US, and so on. So it's really like the back end of the supply chain. So I was, learning what it is to fly, tens of containers, a day, to different countries and so on. And
sure.
Then I've decided to jump to the front. So I have established a very nice e-commerce business from within the company, since we already were one of the top companies that knew how to buy the best price, the best products, the hottest products. And we started building e-commerce shops, on different marketplaces and our own destinations. Okay. And that was another step of the journey. And long story short, I mean, I was working for several major companies and really getting to know the entire ecosystem of e-commerce, because I'm like that. It's hard for me to do one thing at a time, and I need to know it all. So, you know. In recent years, because I'm a huge geek as well, and I love everything around, you know, virtual reality and gaming and storytelling, essentially, because, you know, e-commerce, and it's not only e-commerce, but every engagement that brands have with customers is around storytelling, you know, and how do you tell the best stories in the best way? And when the whole metaverse craze started, I was hyped. I mean, I waited for that for so many years, you know? And when I came across Beyond XR, it was really natural to just pivot, let's say, or it's semi pivoting my career and joining, you know, a rapidly growing startup in the field of metaverse. Am I allowed to say metaverse today? Is this allowed?
Definitely. As a representative of Beyond XR, definitely you have the approval to do so, because Beyond XR is such an amazing company. It's exactly as you said, we were waiting for so many years for immersive experience to become alive in actual commerce, you know, use cases. So obviously Beyond XR is a retail tech company, develops, you know, immersive 3D commerce platform for brands. And let's jump in. I mean, let's please share with us what Beyond XR is really, you know, all about, and how do you see this happening and growing?
So, you know, essentially when we speak about e-commerce, it's not what it used to be, right? So it's not just a transaction. Because when you talk about e-commerce today, and when you talk about the new breed of audiences, of customers, Gen Z and millennials, it has to be an adventure. It has to be a discovery journey, right?
So
many brands are at this crossroad. You know, they have this huge challenge. How do you engage with this new audience, new generation of consumers, which are tech savvy, which are super precise, and they have specific requirements. They need connection, they need personalization, they need community. And I think on top of that is the need to really identify yourself with the brand that you're purchasing as well. So a lot of companies, you know, had this problem, and voila, today tech allows us to blur the lines between physical and virtual. So today brands can really connect with the customers in a much more deeper, meaningful ways using VR, you know, XR, AR tech. And as I was saying, like the one size fits all, you know, approach doesn't work anymore for brands, for online retail. And you have to think about, you know, telling your story in a much, you know, in a better way. And I think what we're doing in Beyond XR since 2015, even before the word metaverse was, you know, was there, is we bridge this gap between the physical and the virtual using our brand, immersive brand engagement platform that we have created. So, I mean, I can talk about the platform, and, you know, it's offering super personalized, high resolution 3D spaces that you can modify and utilize to engage with your customers in a much, much, in a richer way, right? So it's full of activations, from gaming, mini games and questionnaire and, social feeds and everything. But it really is like, you know, we are a user centric, multidimensional experience builders, and we go to brands which have this issue with these burning questions of how do we engage with this new type of consumer? You know, how do you decipher Web3, VR, XR, AR? Because so many organizations are already struggling to swim in the very, complex waters of e-commerce as it is, then now you're presenting them these new platforms and new capabilities, and they're kind of lost, right?
Yeah.
So you see within brands, within companies, you know, they start to build their own teams, their own metaverse teams, you know, innovation teams dealing with Web3 and how to decode it. So what Beyond is doing is really take the brands, retailers by the hand and show him, you know, help them engage in the best ways. You know, we are working today. We are very privileged to work with L'Oreal and Lego and P&G and Unilever and, you know, in so many different verticals, creating virtual showrooms and virtual storefronts. And it's all aligned with your campaigns, and you can really streamline all the brands' messaging, you know, and the true intention. And you can tell your story in the way that you wanted to tell it. And this is something that Web 2.0 cannot do, basically.
For sure. For sure. So, I think it's important. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No. It's okay. I can talk all day. So
you can talk all day. I think it's important probably to bring things a little bit down to earth, right? So, I mean, all these big words, right? And I know you are doing real business with real brands. You're providing an amazing value. I think it will help if you can provide one or two example of, you know, specific use cases that implemented Beyond XR on their own website.
Sure. So, I mean, I can take, for example, L'Oreal. So we started working with them. You know, they needed us to build them digital twin of their flagship store in Paris. And it was during the pandemic. And, you know, they built this massive, beautiful store, cost millions and millions of dollars. And they couldn't bring their audiences there. They couldn't, you know, engage with the clients. So they approached Beyond and they said, build us this store. And from this store that we've built, which is a kind of the exact replica of the Paris shop, but with like multi-layered, you know, activations and, you know, everything that we do, this relationship has, you know, has established, you know, since then we have created more than 30 shops for Lancome. So what we do best is scalability. So if a brand, for example, you know, he wants to build a virtual digital twin, but for enterprises and, you know, multi-market brands, they need their experience to be streamlined across all the markets, right? So what we do as a platform, you can actually use the platform to build, you know, a master template of the experience and then really cost effectively and easily to just duplicate it, right? So you copy paste the experience and change different elements like the avatars, the language, you know, the products, because what is selling in China doesn't sell in Europe. You know, assets like video and social feeds, and voila, you got, you know, another, a completely, you know, localized experience. So we were able to utilize the platform, and our, and Lancome, you know, was able to launch 30 shops in 6 months. You know, so today they have all these virtual amazing flagship stores, you know, located in Asia and in Europe and the US, and that's quite remarkable. I would also want to speak about another point, which is Gen Z, because, you know, we talk about Gen Z. I mean, these guys, they know what they want, and many brands, I'm talking about very classic brands, right? The heavier brands. So we're working with Helena Rubinstein and Estee Lauder, for example. And, you know, these are brands, if you talk to a 16-year-old today, maybe, I don't know, she might heard about them, but, you know, if it's not in her TikTok feed, or, you know, if she didn't heard about it from her friends, then maybe she doesn't know it. And, you know, brands need to decipher that. And so what we see that using, you know, virtual experiences, for example, for Estee Lauder, we were able to, because we measure everything. So everything is, you know, we have a very robust analytics on everything, because we are data driven, and everything is optimized. So we were able to measure 9 years reduction in the average, you know, user age of this brand from classic channel, which is phenomenal. So
amazing.
You can see the impact, you know, in real time. You can see that it's making a difference. I can tell you that engagement times, so, you know, classic e-commerce, so you spend, how long do you spend on a web page, right? On a product page?
Yeah.
So 130 seconds max, which is high. Mm-hmm. So we see 4.5, 5.5 minutes on average of users spending time engaging with the brands, playing games, winning loyalty points, signing up, you know, so you can use it as a lead generator and really build a community around that, you know,
sure.
And really touch, you know, like, and create, you know, an experience that users would like to go back to over and over again.
Yes.
So again, we have over 300 experiences launched, so
Maybe just help, you know, the audience to understand. And I know you're a SaaS platform and you provide access to kind of a studio that you can create your experiences, but there's always, you know, like more than the technology itself, rendering the 3Ds, making sure everything works smoothly on the website. There is also an art, right, to design those environments and like creative stuff. So how do you, are you providing these services? Usually the customer are providing this. How it's all fit together, because it knows that not just technology and the platform, but also needs creativity around that, right?
Yeah, so that's a very valid question, Eitan. I mean, when a brand approaches today, then it's either they have an agency, their marketing agency, or internal teams that are already very capable and know how to create 3D spaces and 3D models. For example,
it's probably true for the big enterprise, let's say the big companies, right?
So yeah, I mean, you would be surprised, but not all of them. I mean, some verticals are more bound to be in this space, because if you talk about fashion, or, you know,
correct,
companies like Adidas, for example, they have adopted Web3 and immersive activations long ago, so
sure,
they really their design process already, you know, it's have, you know, 3D renderations and modeling of their design.
Correct.
So it's really easy to take these assets and just, you know, put them in the showroom or create an environment. But
yeah,
many brands, most of the brands and retailers, do not have these capabilities or hold these assets. So mm-hmm, we have our own internal studio, the XR studio, of architects and 3D designers and Unreal, you know, professionals,
yep,
that create with our customers the space and, of course, the journey, which can be anything. It can be, you know, a digital twin of a shop, but it can be,
yep,
in outer space or underwater. So
yeah, so if someone comes to you with a physical store and they want to replicate this to a digital space, obviously you can.
This is easy. I mean,
yeah,
taking something existing and, you know, put it like throwing it and start building it according to the exact measurements. That's, I would say, that goes without saying. You know, we do it for many years, but the real challenge is to really create something anew. And we're not dealing with real estate; it's virtual real estate. So when mm-hmm, when you say everything is open, like you are only bound by your, you know, you're limited by your imagination, it's amazing, but it also makes everything much more complex, because you have to think,
correct,
okay, so what do I do? So that's exactly how this journey, you know, from kickoff, you know, to start building the concept, and of course the core engine is your KPIs as a brand, you know, your commercial targets,
sure,
essentially.
So for a typical project, let's say in this scenario of duplicating a physical store, what is usually the time it takes to set up such a virtual showroom?
Yeah, so I would say, since we're working with brands and also with partners, so sometimes, you know, a partner will come and say, look, I have everything ready. You know, I have the model of the space. I just need the keys to the platform, your
mm-hmm,
self-service capabilities. I want to manage it, you know, I want to modify and so on. And then, you know, it can be like 6 weeks or so, 4 weeks, 6 weeks,
wow,
just to, we have to train them obviously on the platform and
sure,
you know, build the journey together. But So I would say, you know, it can take anywhere between 4 weeks to 12 or 14 weeks for very heavy projects. It's about 3 months, which is also pretty fast, I would say. Sure. Since it's a platform, I mean, we are not an agency, so we do not build anew every time that we build. It's not like we have to create everything from zero. So we have a platform, you know, that's what we do. So it's very time effective.
Really amazing stuff. So from the brand perspective, looking at new brands, maybe trying to justify the ROI or working, you know, with such a technology or trying to understand, you know, the values and the benefits, how do you see this immersive experience and immersive commerce, you know, different from traditional online shopping from the brand's perspective? From users, obviously, it's very clear to understand. But from the brands, what are the major, you know, KPIs that they are evaluating when they're deciding to work with you, or what are the you know, main benefits of working with companies like yourself?
So first of all, we are working with a few main verticals, right? So it's CPG, beauty, fashion, luxury, food and beverage, and so on. And each one of these verticals have their own kind of use cases and KPIs, right? Because if you sell CPG products, and you want to focus on the on brand engagement and discovery and awareness, right? Because it's not really about selling your shampoo online or in a virtual space. It's about building the community. But if you sell Chanel or you sell a car, then, you know, it's about the product, you know, and really building a luxurious journey. And it's more about the conversion, perhaps. Although, you know, it's mixed. It's mixed. But I would say that when brands approach us, and we are called the immersive brand engagement platform for a reason, I would say that, you know, we, in the end of the day, everything affects the bottom line. Okay, it goes without saying, because when you have good engagement and people spend time, you know, reading and learning and playing with the brand and, you know, learning the history and immerse themselves in the brand world, then obviously that leads to conversion. But I think what we love to do best, and the best KPIs and ROI that we can provide, is around engagement and loyalty. Because first, you want to engage in the most quality, you know, way with your customers. And then you want to create a loyal audience, you know, you want to build a community. And I think this, what, you know, the immersive commerce and immersive brand loyalty allows these communities to be built, because you can really create your own mini world, your mini metaverse, let's say, your brand that aligns perfectly with your brand essence, something that you cannot do in 2.0 e-commerce, right? You can do it maybe offline. I mean, you can go to a shop, you can smell, you can touch, you have a vibe, you can go and shop with your friends. But today, when you go on online shopping, you know, it's just not there. And what we, and I just touched a really important point that's becoming more and more important now, it's social shopping, you know. People don't want to shop alone, they want to share the experience. So we allow them. We integrate all these solutions for social shopping, for you know, let's hang out, you know, and play games, you know, and like, I'll send you this game and beat my score, and then you jump in the experience, and then we're gonna, you know, and there's influencers broadcasting from within the experience, similar actually. Lot, very similar to what you guys are doing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
With
but from within the experience, you say. Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, you're talking about engagement, you're talking about an experience, you know, and real time conversion, let's say.
Yes.
I mean, because that's just a byproduct, I would say. The conversion aspect, it's a byproduct of a good experience and loyal, you know, audience, basically. So
amazing.
I guess the KPIs are there. Definitely.
Wow. Yeah. And how do you see this immersive commerce, you know, integrated with all the machine learning and AI, you know, functionality?
Oh, it's integrated.
And use cases.
Yeah.
I know you're doing a lot. I mean, please share, how do you see this happening? Is it around the recommendation, around the personalization, or how? I know you're working a lot with data, so let's elaborate on this topic.
So personalization is something that we are investing, crazy amount of hours on solving, and really, basically, this field is changing rapidly all the time because we are in this kind of market, the technological, bubble that is changing all the time. The solutions are changing all the time. So what we can do today with AI, for example, is really modify the visual aspects within the experience, even change products and layouts according to the person that is using the experience. So it can be a simple questionnaire or a chatbot or virtual assistants that is ChatGPT based, for example, that really deciphers who you are, what you're after, what will be interesting for you. And then we take you to some part of the experience, right? So it's built of spaces. So we can, jump shoot you to a certain element of the experience area. And then even in the area, do you like milk chocolate or white chocolate? So the whole, portfolio of products is changing according to your decision. So it's really crazy what you can do with it. Yeah. So personalization is really powerful. And of course, I didn't talk yet about avatars and, how people would like to use their own avatars. We are getting to a point where people will have their own avatars, customized to their looks, and you have virtual try-ons inside the experience. So you can dress your avatar or yourself, you can analyze your skin tone, so it's all about personalization, right?
Correct. So how the avatar is actually integrated in this commerce, scenario?
So you have a lot of, you have different vendors for that. I mean, you have, Ready Player Me and others, IDI and other companies that allows you to really embed, these avatar vendors that are really becoming already widely used. So it's also streamlined. You can use your same character, in different platforms and different experiences. And I think the prominent use of them is really design your avatar and just walk the environment instead of, let's say, hotspots that, shoots you from place to place in a more gamified fashion, just walk with the keyboard, as you would in Fortnite or other games. And I think going back to your original question about AI, this is the big enabler, right? Since AI allows us to do things in record speeds and with, very high customization on spot. So,
amazing stuff. About all these existing virtual roles you mentioned, Rob, you mentioned,
Like
Roblox, and others. How do you see commerce evolving? And I know we heard a lot of announcements during the last year about Nike and Adidas. I mean, they're all opening shops there. Are you involved in this in any way, or how do you see this trend evolving?
Definitely. I mean, when we're speaking about extended reality or virtual reality experiences, then you have a few ways you can go and approach that, right? So the power of these already existing metaverses or platforms is that they got big audiences. I mean,
huge.
I read that Roblox is hosting 70 million players every day or something like that, which is crazy.
Yes.
I mean, and, when brands approach us, this is a part of their plan, of their roadmap sometimes.
Okay.
But sometimes a classic brand will approach and say, hey, let's say Bacardi wants to go deeper into Web3, and they say, oh, I want to launch, my Bacardi cocktail party in Roblox. And then you say, dude, but that's not the right,
that's not
age.
The right place.
You don't want to go there?
And not Fortnite, of course. No, try something
exactly.
else.
but you see really innovative approaches now by brands, you know, that really take it the extra mile and create this really innovative stuff in Roblox and in Fortnite.
Yeah.
So I think it was Hugo Boss that launched, you know, like Climb, the perfume bottle, was it, or something like that? And
yes.
And so you can create these islands. But what is powerful about creating an external mini, you know, metaverse is that you can build your own world. So
correct.
For many brands, yes, you can use that, you know, and launch experiences in Roblox, in Fortnite. I think it's a good approach,
mm-hmm.
especially where, for brands like, I mean, we were just very happy to launch an experience for Lego, for example. And
okay.
you can see that they are doing fantastic things in Fortnite right now. They're,
sure.
you know, they're attracting completely new user age and people who like it more chilled, you know. So you can do so much, but
amazing.
I mean, this is the future of e-commerce. So you would use these platforms and you will have your own, you know, your own
Got
mini
it.
Virtual lens.
Got it. I mean, speaking about the future of e-commerce, how do you see this immersive commerce evolving, you know, in the following years?
It's hard to tell, but one thing is like definite. I mean, as we started this conversation, these Gen Zs, millennials, you know, they need experiences. They need social experiences. They need connection. They need storytelling. You cannot have it in regular e-commerce, you know. You have to create yeah. this digital movement. And if you do digital and you take them for a really like crazy physical like experience and you shoot them to your 2.0 website, then, you know, it's underwhelming. I think it's fair to say that we're going towards a very virtual, immersive, you know, e-commerce future.
Yeah.
The hardware is changing. You know, we all see, you know, the giants are investing heavily, if it's the Apple Vision Pro or Meta. And I think the mobile devices, which we today, actually, we didn't speak about it, but 85% of our users are basically mobile devices users because it's web-based.
Wow. Sure.
You know, it's going to change. I mean, because people want yeah. more immersive. They want to feel, you know, they want to, and it will open more tools for us as marketers, you know, as brands, as e-commerce platforms to really utilize
yes.
it. Yeah.
Yes. So from the consumer point of view, the shoppers, I mean, what is the feedback that you get in terms of, you know, using the platform and, you know, interacting with those immersive experiences?
First of all, you can, I mean, if we're looking at the numbers of like from the audience side, and I told
yeah.
you it's crazy, like the engagement is off the charts, and it's something you cannot achieve with e-commerce today. And
you mean like time spent
yeah. And, yeah. and lead generation, I mean, loyalty sign up, because
yeah.
okay, play 3 mini games, you know, invite your friends, you know, get your coupon, and then, you know, like 90% of people play the game, you know, then you get signups. And
mm-hmm.
And I mean, you can really create much deeper connections. Sorry, what was the question again? I kind of lost my trail of thought.
Yeah. From the shopper's perspective, right?
Right.
What do you hear in terms of their feedback from using the, you know, the, or engaging with such an experience? Obviously, we talk about a gamification of commerce, right?
Right.
And
right.
the community that you can invite various, you know, we can invite
Definitely.
Your friend to a purchasing journey. Yeah. Anything else that you'd like to add here? Again, from the shopper's perspective, what do you hear?
What I like about the fact that we are flexible in the use case that we can cater is
yeah.
that we can do things that are out of the box. So, for example, training, immersive training for brands, for companies, internal use
uh-huh.
cases, right?
Uh-huh.
So the user
yeah.
doesn't have to be, you know, the buyer.
The shopper,
so we
yeah.
have just created this training, like one of the models in their courses, like very big global enterprise.
Yeah.
And it was built on a beautiful lake in Geneva. And each space had an instructor, like a virtual avatar instructor that was modeled by a real person that they know
Wow.
from the company.
Yeah.
And he introduces them to the you know, curriculum and the rooms, and they can engage with videos, video quizzes, for example. This is one of the things that we do, right? You watch a video, answer the questions, and then the instructors, they have this map, you know, and they see exactly which, like who completed what is the grade, you know.
Got
so
it. Got it. Yeah.
And they were overblown, and the users, that it was voted like the best course they had in, like, I don't know, 30 years, you know, the best ranking. And because, you know, I think it speaks for itself, you know, it just like,
sure.
What do we want to do? We want to play, you know, we want to experience.
Uh-huh.
This is what life is all about. And it always comes down to delivering the best possible story. Your story,
yes,
served in the best possible way. So,
yes, and you touched another point. It doesn't have to be always commerce, 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 and sales, 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 right? It can be an education type of experience.
100%.
Training,
100%.
Customer support, other use cases are definitely
employee
placed.
Hub. Like,
employee
think
hub,
about,
yeah.
You know, I just saw, I saw that Meta launched today for Teams a 3D conference room that you can just, you know, have your avatar. And so we do similar things with enterprise to say, hey, we got, you know, 10,000 employees. We want them to meet in the virtual. We want to be able to schedule a meeting in the virtual cafeteria. You know, watch webinars and update on their benefits and throw a party. You know, because it's global, so you want to get everyone together. So it's really endless what you can do with that.
Nice.
That's really cool where it's going.
And Atai, from your perspective, I mean, we've discussed so many use cases. I mean, how do you go to market? What's your marketing approach? Are you focusing on like specific niches or like size of customers? How do you see them?
I mean, we have very defined ICP, I would say. I mean, we're talking about enterprise level companies, global, since our platform is built for scalability, and this is the best model that we can offer. Launch one and then duplicate it for a multi-market streamlined experience, then obviously you know that we're talking about major global brands. I would say more in Europe and the US today, although we already have experience launching China and Singapore, Thailand, and so on. And the verticals that we're focusing on is basically the verticals that we can give the most value after all these the years of experience. That so it's, as I said, luxury and beauty and CPG and food and beverage and alcohol companies,
right.
Everything that's around experiential, you know, brand awareness, brand engagement, loyalty, and so on. So,
So Atai, this was really a fascinating topic. Really appreciate the time. On a personal note, could you tell us something about yourself that no other people know about you?
Oh, Eitan, I thought you'd never ask. I thought about it a lot, you know, and I have, you know, weird stuff going on, you know, as all of us. But, you know, I'm a big geek, as I said, and I have a massive comic book collection. And I think, you know, what I love reading the most is comic books. So, you know, I can go back home after a long day, you know, play with the kids, you know, do whatever, and then just, you know, immerse myself for like an hour and a half.
If you are not immersed enough, then
exactly. So I'm just I'm a kid, you know, and I think
wonderful. Okay, I would love to see that at one point of time. Really interesting.
Come on, let's go introduce you to some good.
Great. So, so where is the best way to find you? How do you like people to reach out to you and to beyond?
You can, I don't know, send a pigeon. You can, you know, like shout.
Yes.
I mean, any platform, I'm available, you know, on LinkedIn and on email, obviously. We are attending a lot of webinars and going to trade shows, obviously. You know, we are there.
Right.
If people wanna find us, and we will continue to to I don't know, be the bridge from physical to virtual, you know?
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Atai, thank you so much. It was really, really fascinating.
Thank you,
Aitan.
It was really fun. And looking forward to the next one.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode. Your support means the world to us. If today's episode has been insightful for you, consider sharing it with someone who would also benefit. Even one share can make a big difference. Looking to elevate your e-commerce game? Discover Vimi, a multi-channel e-commerce platform that will transform your business with the power of shoppable video. Visit us at vimi.net to learn more. It's Vimi, V-I-M-M-I.net. Thank you for being part of our journey. Stay tuned for more invaluable insights in our next episode.